The following is a presentation of the Premier Dance Network.
I'm James, and this is The Stage Right Side with James Whiteside, where we'll dive deep into the dark world of dance and come up on the bright side. Oh, that's terrible.
Willkommen to episode 2 of The Stage Right Side with James Whiteside. This is season 2, and we're, you know, it's a lot of 2 happening right now. So I figure first is the worst, second is the best, third is the one with the hairy chest. Cool. I have a very special guest today. His name is Matthew Poppy, and he is in Le Ballet Trocadero de Monte Carlo, which is a drag ballet company. For those of you who don't know what a drag queen is, Google Yoohoo Bet. little self-promotion there. Say hello, Matthew.
Hello, Matthew.
Wow, we've got a real gem for you today. So just FYI, it is... God, what are we doing this week? Whipped cream week. It's a split week, so we do whipped cream and Giselle. And they are very, very different ballets. One is very new, has premiered this year, and one is, you know, not. So it's, you've all learned something here.
It premiered many years ago.
It premiered in like one, year one.
Year one.
Yes.
The first year that there ever was of ballet.
Yeah. It's a sad tale about how people didn't have stoves and microwaves in year one.
In whipped cream, they do have microwaves.
Yeah, it's actually, they make hot whipped cream. Whoa.
With the microwave.
Oh, cool.
I've seen whipped cream.
Yes.
I went and saw it.
Matthew, I call him Poppy because his last name is Poppy. But when I refer to him, it's like people think I'm saying, like, hey, Poppy, you know? I'm not. His last name is Poppy. But spelled, also might want to be like, hey, Poppy.
Yeah.
Spelled P-O-P-P-E.
E.
It's like Anne with an E, you know? Like Anne of Green Gables. It's Pop with an E.
Is that how you explain my name to people?
No, but now I will. Tell us something boring, like where you're from.
I'm from somewhere very boring. I'm from Phoenix, Arizona. So I was born and raised in Phoenix, Arizona.
Are you a cactus?
I am a cactus. Touch me.
No, I'll get pricked.
That's another ballet.
Oh my god, no, that was the Boston Ballet program. No, is it a ballet?
I don't know.
So, I used to work for Boston Ballet for 10 years. I said it like it's like McDonald's. I used to work at McDonald's. So I worked there for a long time, not McDonald's, Boston Ballet.
I used to work there too.
And they have very, very inventive, yes, that's where we met, by the way, backstory. They have very inventive program names for mixed bills and such.
Yes.
And one of them was pricked. Just pricked. Was it like an apostrophe D or anything? Like
I wasn't
prick
there.
Apostrophe D?
I don't know.
So, Poppy, you're from Phoenix, Arizona.
I'm from
and
Phoenix.
You're not a cactus, and you went to School of American Ballet.
Yeah, when I was 15, I went to the School of American Ballet, and I trained at SAB from 15 to 17.
Were you a crammy kid?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes, of course.
What's Crammy's real name?
I don't know. Andre, I think.
Is his last name Crammy?
It's Kramvesky. It's okay. Like a long Russian
so,
name.
So, Crammy is a teacher at School of American Ballet. And for those of you who don't know what School of American Ballet is, I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory.
Google it.
It's in New York City, and it is New York City Ballet's school founded by George W. Bush. Oops. Balanchine. Just kidding. Not the same at all. Okay, so you donned your first pair of point shoes at 23 years old.
23, yeah.
And were you, where were you?
I guess when I was little, like, I had play point shoes, you know, like.
What do those look like?
Where you just throw them on in
They're
your backyard.
They're just the cups and you sprain your ankles. Have you seen that video of the person sticking their biscuits and in the cups and doing, like, cup point?
No.
But they're like. I don't know. I don't remember if it broke or if he fell over, but it was tragic. Matthew, are you a homosexual?
No.
Yes. Liza.
Yes.
So I know that Trocadero may or may not have a lot of homosexuals in the company. Are they all homosexuals?
Yes. All the dancers are homosexuals.
You don't have to be a homosexual, do you?
No, you don't. You don't have to be a homosexual.
Do you have to be a man?
No, you don't have to be a man. It's like,
wait, really?
If you were a woman, they would want you to play the male parts.
That's, no.
Yeah.
Why do not that happen, does, said Yoda.
A good question, Yoda. She just don't know yet. That's something that we stand by, is that, you know, the women could do the male parts.
So, like, Ms. Bit could do Basilio?
Oh my god, I think Ms. Bit should do Basilio.
Ms. Bit is my cat. She's 16, and she's definitely not going to do Basilio.
And she's sitting right
here. Oh, good god. Isabella's calling me. Hold on.
Oh,
and by Isabella, I mean Cindy.
Cindy. She's going to be in all the podcasts.
Hey guys, we're back, and we have two visitors, actually. We have Cindy, aka Isabella Boylston. She keeps coming back and into my dressing room. It's like she lives here.
Wait, this isn't your dressing room.
Are we pretending we're
in Yes, we're pretending it's my dressing room.
We're in James's dressing room. The Cindy place.
That's like, I texted him and I was like, at your apartment.
Yeah, alright, folks. It's at my apartment today, okay?
I just don't put that in.
Whatever.
It's I don't
nice,
lie
it's
to
a nice
my people.
That we
so, my boyfriend Dan is here also. His nom de plume, even though he doesn't use a plume, is Milk. He's a drag queen. You should look him up. He's pretty great. At Big and Milky. Plug. Not plug. That was a plug for my boyfriend's, you know, stuff.
What kind of plug?
So, what got me interested in the trucks was that I already did drag, and I did drag with James and with boyfriend Dan, Milk. And so, I felt like I already had an edge because I did drag and I knew how to do the makeup, and then I wanted to keep dancing, and so I contacted the trucks. Basically, I emailed the director through the website, and...
God damn it, Bella. You really are just the worst. Put your damn phone on silent.
Oh my gosh. I've realized that I really enjoyed doing point work and learning more about ballet through point. And I've also found interest in ballet history because the trucks really emphasize ballet history and understanding the genre of a ballet.
It's difficult to balance with the trucks. There's a lot of technical bravura, if you will, and then there's also the comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what side do you venture, I don't know, do you feel most comfortable with, rather?
Oh, I mean, I definitely feel most comfortable with the technical side.
Why is the comedy difficult for you?
I
think you're hilarious.
Well,
I think
yeah,
you're funny, too.
Thank you.
Is it just, like, planned hilarity that is difficult?
Yeah.
Or,
yeah. Because I think that, you know, with you guys can really ask me these questions, and then I'm an idiot about it, and that's what makes it funny.
Yeah.
But acting on stage is something that's really hard for me, especially to music, for some reason. I remember when we were doing Don Q at Boston Ballet, and I had to do this, like, acting movement, and I was struggling so hard with it. I want to see Giselle,
difficult.
By the way.
Okay. I'd have one show, and it's on Monday.
Okay. Good.
Guess you should come.
Good to know.
And
are
I do it
with Bella?
Cindy, yeah. It's gonna be a Cindy's parade.
Probably.
They're going to have to open the booth, too.
I bought all the tickets.
Dan is gonna sit in the middle of the orchestra by himself.
Me and my students.
Oh my gosh. I heard that in Russia, people pay the public to come to the ballet to pad the audience for certain stars. Russia,
yeah.
Can you confirm?
Could you please call in? We're gonna do...
Can you also know about Trump, too? Thanks, Russia.
Oh my god.
No, yeah, in Margot Fonteyn's book, she talks about people that are paid in the audience to clap.
Wow. So Poppy loves to read ballerina biographies. And can
actually,
you tell me your favorite one?
I've only read Margot's.
Well, he likes to read
I like to read
books.
Divas.
You need to read Irina Baranova. It's like my favorite one that I've ever read.
Okay.
So good.
Yeah.
Irina Baranova, her memoir.
Highly recommend.
I also have Tamara Karsavina's book. It's called Theater Street or
I don't even know who that is.
Like that.
She was
Russian
she
ballerina.
Was like dancing with Irina. They were like the baby ballerinas.
I figured. Yeah, I figured.
Oh, gosh.
That was,
it's really
I don't like anything to do with babies. Tell me about the first time you strapped on your biscuits, your point shoes.
Oh, so I was doing a rehearsal for the Trox, and it was a 3-hour rehearsal.
And it was the first time you had ever, like, rehearsed?
Rehearsed, like,
yeah
I was like, okay, I'm going to put them on, I'm going to really dance in them.
Do you wear padding or anything in them?
I used to, but I don't anymore.
But Cindy doesn't either.
I do it because Cindy doesn't.
Oh my God.
I know. No, for it became like a process. Like I used to, and then I used to wear like tape on all of my toes, and then I used to do what we call the big toe condom.
And I've
done that recently because I haven't been dancing on them
uh-huh.
for a while. But after a while, I was talking to Bella, and I was like, what do you do? And she was like, I don't wear anything. And I was like,
she doesn't wear any padding inside.
She doesn't even
shirt.
Wear point shoes. No.
Yeah.
That's
tape?
Just her foot.
No.
It's just a ribbon.
You don't tape at all. You just stick your biscuit into a point shoe.
Exactly.
Really?
Yeah.
Because also, it's really stressful to, like, need to do all of this stuff.
Did someone just knock? Is there
know.
A ghost?
Well, anyways, I like it because I can feel the floor better, and there's no, like, extra crap moving around in your shoe.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
just
same
you
here.
And the movement.
Oh, hold on. I'm going to barf into my hands.
It's a movement. In my first Trox rehearsal, I put on my point shoes, and I had pads. And I was, like, running around in them. I wore Gaynor Mindens, and I was running around in them, and I was, they were the most fun thing ever, and I was, like, they're so comfortable. This is the best thing. And one of my friends, Matt Van, he always makes this, like, joke reference, because I was, like, these are, like, sneakers, and I was, like, running around the studio, like, doing turns and, like, all this stuff. And then at the end of the rehearsal, this was 3 hours later in them, and I thought I had to leave them on the whole time. I had these blisters that were, like, bigger than quarters on the back of my heels. The back of my shoe was red. It was just, like, bright red. Yeah.
Oh, that's so fabulous.
It was...
I mean, she really is Nina.
A real
ballerina. Black Swan.
Yeah. Just pull those feathers out.
So, can you talk to me a little bit about the sort of social impact that, you know, the Trox has had? Has there been, like, pushback from people, or people just like you guys, right? It's just what it is.
Well, they do now. I mean, like, our director, Tori Dobrin, he talks about how, like, in the 80s and the 90s, they had so much, like, pushback in, like, theaters. So they would go to different theaters, and the people, like, doing the wings and stuff would not even look at these guys, and they would treat them horribly because, you know, of the way that they felt about homosexuality.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
did,
so...
Did you hear that, you know that Katy Perry song, Bon Appetit?
Yes.
Okay, so there's a rap trio in the song called Migos, and they did a performance at SNL this past Saturday night.
Yeah.
And there was a whole, like, backup crew of drag queens that performed with Katy Perry.
Yeah.
And apparently the rap trio was freaking out because there were so many drag queens, and they apparently didn't want to be around the drag queens.
Really?
It's so crazy to me that someone in the arts wouldn't want to be around a bunch of drag queens.
Totally. Or even the entertainment business.
Yeah,
yeah, so, I mean, it's really just another form of, like, performance,
yeah,
expressing yourself, and
yeah,
entertaining, dressing up, costumes.
I mean, you should have, they were wearing costumes, so why can't the drag queens?
Yeah.
Totally. And, like, the Trox, I mean, they go to Russia, and Russians don't really see it as a gay thing, or this is what I
they ignore it because
heard.
They're not allowed to have, you know,
gayness.
Thoughts.
Yeah. Yeah. But they don't see it as a gay thing, they see it as art. Like men dressing, like doing this.
Well, it is art, and it, but it's also men dressing up as women.
Yeah, yeah, but
and
they use
with gay people.
Yes, we are all gay, but they see it as this art form, so they don't really take it as gayness and offensive.
And so, are you asked to behave differently while you're there?
I've never been to Russia.
Can you tell me any stories, though?
I really wanted to go to Russia. Some okay. stories
story.
Of
sad.
Like, some stories of when we've been told to act differently.
Yeah, like, I mean, so you're going to Russia, so you're going to Chechnya, and you're about to do a show, and when you leave the theater, you can't be a sissy.
Yes, yeah. Well, when the
is
like,
that a thing?
Yeah, that would be a thing. I think when they go to Russia, they tell them, you know, be careful, and I think that they, like, the management is really good at,
Oh, goodness.
Yay, the pasta!
The hey, we're back, post-pasta, and we were talking about, gay stuff. So, do you have, like, a personal obligation to be, I don't know, like, say you were going to Russia on tour with the company? I know you just said you really wanted to go to Russia, but would you have any interest in not hiding yourself? Or would the fear dictate your behavior?
Fear. No, I mean... Oh,
okay.
I mean, no, I just would go with the company as a dancer with the company. I wouldn't... I'm not going on...
No, I know, but so you did, and they asked you to tone it down for Russia. So, for your safety, really.
Yeah.
What would you do?
I would. I would tone it down. Yeah, because, I mean, I wouldn't... I feel like toning it down is kind of hard for me, so...
Oh, shit.
So has there ever been an instance where one of the dancers on tour has been talked to or has gotten in any trouble with local enforcement or anything when it comes to sexuality and flamboyance?
No. Yeah, not when I've been there.
Yeah.
There's been no trouble. I mean, you know...
That's wonderful. I mean,
yeah.
I'm surprised.
Definitely. But the Trox is made... They have such a great fan base that they have made such respect for themselves and
yeah.
for the gay community and for what we do. And, look, we have... Our fan base is, you know, people who are, like, 50 and over.
Well... Ballet's fan base is 50 and over.
Definitely, definitely. But our fan base sees us as artists and not homosexual men.
Do you really believe that?
Yeah, I really do.
I feel like your audience, a lot of them, probably choose to see what they want.
My boss, Tori Dobrin, is a genius. I mean, and the, you know, I think that he really had a vision for something. And he really believed in it.
So does that mean the company was very different before he took the helm?
I don't know, because
yeah.
I wasn't there.
Yeah.
But, well, like...
But you really believe in his vision and his artistic, you know...
Mm-hmm. And I think that he
logic.
Cares a lot about ballet, and I think that he cares a lot about the gay community.
Mm-hmm.
Like, on our Go for Barocco costumes... We have a red ribbon for...
You know, for AIDS awareness.
AIDS, yeah. Yeah.
You should check
yeah.
out the documentary.
Oh, yeah, there's a documentary. Is it out? Like, can we see it at places yet?
I don't think that you can, like, look it up on Netflix,
okay.
but it's at, like, film festivals.
Well, eventually you'll be able to see this film online, I'm assuming, and it is called...
Rebels on Point.
And Poppy is in it as Doris Vidania. That's your
yes, yeah.
Trox name?
My ballerina name is Doris Vidania.
So explain that. Some people might know that. You know, like, does every ballerina have a name? Nudge,
yeah.
nudge.
Mm-hmm.
What are some other names?
Yekaterina Verbosevich.
that's
Chase Johnsey's.
Hey, Chase.
Hi.
Who else? Any more? Oh, he doesn't know his colleagues' names.
I don't
what
know.
About some of the men? What's
They're
your
really
man
hard.
Name?
My man name is Ilya Babovnikov.
Uh-huh. So one of the really
one
hilarious
of my...
things about the Trox is the boys dress up as, like, cartoon boys.
Mm-hmm.
So explain.
Yeah, like, when I do Basilio and Ardonkiu, I have so many people tell me that I could wear my own hair, because, you know, like, I have really full hair, but I tell them that, you know, if my key tree is wearing a wig, you can tell that it's a wig, like, you know it's a wig, and it gives her more dimension on stage, so when I have my own hair, it's gonna look more flat.
Yeah, it's more you when you want it to be less you.
And I want it to be more of a character.
You also have another drag name. What's that one?
My other drag name is Skim Burley.
Explain.
It's part of the Dairy Queens.
Oh, them.
Oh, those.
Why Burley?
Because I used to be muscular, or so I thought.
You are also going to school and you're graduating this summer.
I am.
Are you going to continue with the trogs?
No, I'm not.
Well, podcast is over. Bye.
Yeah.
So why? What made you choose to hang up your plants?
I'm just like exploring other options.
Like South America?
Yeah, like I want to go everywhere. You know, I want to explore all options.
What are your other options?
So email me.
Find my LinkedIn.
I mean, but really.
Well, it appears this area of interest needs a bit more discovering. So we're going to move on. Let's play a game called Hidge or Not Hidge. For those of you who don't know, Hidge is the shortened version of the British Hitches. Oh, that's Hitches. Have you had that wheat thin? Ew.
Hitches.
So Hitch.
I love this game.
So Hidge or Not Hidge? Air conditioning.
Hidge.
What?
Cindy?
I agree. Hidge. Absolutely Hidge.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Bring me to Europe. There's no air conditioning in Europe.
Bring Europe to me.
Not Hidge.
I think it's not Hidge either. I adore
Hidge.
A frigid room.
What?
No.
Are you guys serious?
I don't want to have to wear my coat on a hot summer day when I go inside.
Totally.
Nope.
But
it's
you're
so,
sweating.
It's
oh my
so
God.
Unnatural.
Deodorant.
It's so unnatural. I
right.
feel like.
Hidge or not Hidge? The book, Romeo and Juliet.
I haven't read it.
Hidge.
You mean like the play?
Like the Shakespearean?
The telenovela, Romeo and Juliet.
How about
the, I just looked at the book, Romeo. I have the book here of the play.
How about the Romeo and Juliet? Is that?
Yeah,
it's
Jillian got
un-hidge.
It for me.
That's cute.
It's beautiful.
How about the Romeo and Juliet with Claire Danes?
That's the least Hitch thing on planet Earth.
Very
un-hitch.
Yeah, I love that
she
so
has,
much.
She has, like, the angel wings in it, right?
Yes, she does. She just got back from Coachella.
Angel wings!
Okay, Hidge or not Hidge? Whipped cream.
Not Hidge.
Not Hidge, I agree.
Very not Hidge,
yeah.
Especially like the homemade kind. And the ballet by Alexei
Ratmansky. Coming back in late June, early July.
And
tickets at abt.org.
Oh. And the shout out in Katy Perry's new song.
Oh, yeah. And then Bon Appetit, the Katy Perry sensation.
Whipped cream.
No dairy.
Milk.
Etc. What was your favorite song as a teenager?
Oh, God. Just anything Kelly Clarkson. I loved her. Lived for her.
Oh, wow. I mean,
Kelly.
Yeah, she did it. She, I mean, since you've been gone, Behind These Hazel Eyes.
And JoJo.
JoJo
like
was really
same.
Excellent.
Uh-huh.
JoJo's getting shout-outs twice in a week.
I
two
know.
Weeks.
I'm wearing my JoJo sweatshirt. Did I say that in the last one, too?
I don't know.
Do I have other clothes?
No.
Do I wear them? No.
So, what was your favorite JoJo song?
Get out, leave, right now, it's the end of you and me. I don't know the word.
We sang that last week, too.
Did we?
Keeping
did
it
you?
Really fresh on the Stage Right
Maybe
side.
Maybe that's why I'm thinking of it.
Mm. Okay, what about...
But I remember listening to JoJo, like, in the back of my car, being like, this song.
Of your car, you were driving, but
yes.
You were in the back seat.
Yes,
I knew it.
I do laundry; it's my day job.
Yeah, cool. So I had it went away. What's the last movie you saw in a theater?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, we were together
with you. Yeah.
Did you like it?
Oh yeah, I loved it.
Yeah,
yeah.
I thought it was a little like.
Do you think it was long?
I thought it was long. I feel like movies should never be over 90 minutes. And pop songs should never be over 3 minutes.
I don't agree with you at all. Sorry.
Tell me about ballet.
ballet should be an hour and a half too.
Oh.
And opera should be 20 minutes. Operas should never be longer than an episode of Friends.
Or Family Guy.
Wagner.
Wagner.
Wagner. Ballet just... An opera person.
God, what a pretentious remark.
I was like, wow. How's it going up there?
Austin Wagner.
Brows be high. what's your favorite ballet?
Sleeping Beauty.
Why?
I just love how long it is. So long. And then there's so many good female parts in it. So
yeah.
It's like.
Oh, it's so amazing.
Yeah.
I don't even think about
Sleeping
that.
Sleeping Beauty.
I don't know.
She truly is a singular sensation.
I think I have.
Oh, well, I feel
you know,
like
you'd remember.
I'm just kidding.
I've seen James do it with Cassie.
Oh, yeah, we didn't do it together.
No.
Nope.
I saw James. And I saw Marcelo do it with Jillian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You saw good dancers.
I loved the ballet.
I just want to thank Poppy so much. Matthew Poppy is his real name, a.k.a. Doris Vedanya, a.k.a. Skim Burley.
A.k.a. Ilya Babovnikov.
Damn it, I forgot one.
Yeah.
I'm so stupid. I'll never live this down.
It's okay. I'll forgive you.
Thanks, Skim. So you can check Skimmy Bumpkins out on the internet anymore, or did you delete everything because corporate life?
No, I deleted everything because, you know, she's a thing.
So why was that? Why did you want to do that?
I just,
Yeah, I'm like, it's over, but more. Tell me more.
I'm so interested.
It's like when people do Grand Bahamas not last at bar, and you're like, why'd you do it? Why'd you put that there? And then you're like, you're so excited to leave the bar. And then there are like seven more combinations.
They do that in the Cicchetti method.
Yeah, that's why Franco does it a lot.
Oh, really?
Franco DeVita, one of my favorite teachers ever, does it all the time and it drives me crazy.
Wait,
love you, Franco.
Sorry, I wasn't.
Ugh, she's back.
Grand
like
Moss.
When Grand Bahamas come,
oh.
Like somewhere before. I don't know.
I hate that so much because then you're really excited because you think bar's over and then there's like five more combinations.
Literally word for word what I just said. She spaced out and then repeated verbatim my comment.
You guys should be more entertaining.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
Well, we are really just the worst podcast on the internet. You've been listening to The Stage Right Side with James Whiteside and special guest Matthew Poppy. Thank you so much. Say goodbye, Pops.
Goodbye.
Bye, guys. Until episode 3, when I hope it's better.
Somebody else.